You know, it's also accentuated again from the point of view of the surgeon handing the patient off, the need for accurate HER2 testing. We already had the need for accurate ER testing, and I'm not sure we accomplished that either. But where are we right now in terms of trying to know that your patient has had a good HER2 assay, or for that matter, ER?
Well, if we look at HER2, where I think we have the most recent, probably highest quality data, I think there's general agreement, certainly among medical oncologists, that the results of the HER2 testing that we receive are, for the most part, accurate, but not accurate enough. And that's both with using immunohistochemistry to assess the transmembrane protein, as well as the FISH test to measure number of gene copies of the HER2 gene. And it looks like the false positive rate for HER2 testing may be as high as 20%. I don't think we have good numbers yet on the false negative rate with either IHC or FISH testing. But when we have a therapy that's as efficacious as trastuzumab in HER2-positive disease, but also that has toxicity that's also substantial, especially cardiac toxicity, that it really behooves us to be certain that we're treating everyone who should be treated and not treating people who shouldn't be treated. And that's a real problem. So the American Society of Clinical Oncology, College of American Pathologists, the National Conference of Cancer Network have all, in various configurations among those three, issued guidelines for HER2 testing that are remarkably consistent, that really call upon our pathology colleagues to validate to very high standards the quality of their HER2 testing if they're going to report it for clinical purposes.
So for practical purposes, how does the surgeon know whether or not the tumor in his patient's been tested appropriately?
It can be very difficult. One way is that the ASCO NCCN CAP sort of configuration has in general recommended that the testing of the positive or negative HER2 results, not the intermediate or sort of borderline cases, but the either clearly positive or clearly negative, be 95% accurate. And what's done is there are reference samples that are sent around, and the laboratory should be able to show 95% concordance with the standard if they're going to report HER2 testing on a regular basis. One of the things we've learned from all of this also is that a pathology laboratory who buys the Hercep test, for instance, which is an FDA-approved kit for immunohistochemistry, that many pathology laboratories will actually take that kit and modify the methodology in ways that they think actually improves the quality of the test. But then that modification does not always get validated to the degree that we would like.
Well, that's a scary thing I did not know.
Yeah.
So that's like a pharmacy saying, oh, well, let me touch up this adriamycin a little bit.
That's exactly right. And so it's now not only enough to know whether or not your pathologist is using an FDA-approved kit or not, but are they using the FDA-approved kit in the way that it was approved? And, you know, the bottom line here is that you need a laboratory that has high concordance with gold standards in terms of testing. That to get that type of high-quality testing, you need a laboratory that does that test all the time, because we all do best what we do all the time, and that really, in practical terms today, probably restricts HER2 testing optimally to the central laboratories.